Welcome back to the 2-Bit Cipher podcast. I am your host, D Brown, aka Petty Picasso. I study all things petty, so you don't have to. In today's episode, we are going to talk about the CARA, or current audacity rate. I just want to talk about, navigating audacity, because I believe that audacity is on the rise. And when I say audacity, I'm just talking about people, on a surface level, it's just people trying to disturb your peace and what they do to try to disturb your peace. I am a, big fan of protecting your peace, and handling audacity is something that I do very well. So I just wanted to, go into, what I do to, keep myself from audacity, because I think it's very important. I think being at peace is one of the best things for you. And if you let audacity get to you, it leads to just a host of things: depression, stress, just mental health issues, right? And it typically comes in forms of other people. There are people out there that are really good at being audacious, if you will. They have their tips and tricks on how to get to you, right? And I have some tips and tricks on how to, not let that happen. You got to be mindful of your energy, where your energy is going, and what energy is coming in, right? And when I think of energy, both of those are equally as important. And I think a lot of people, kind of lack on the energy that's coming in, right? In forms of, for example, what you're, looking at on your devices. We live in a world where we're constantly on our devices, and what you're looking at can influence you, right? And you got to get your mind right. You got to have your mind ready, because over time, if you're just constantly around negative energy, it's got to go one way or another. Let's get into it. First and foremost, I believe you got to commit to being at peace. You got to commit to, not letting audacity get the best of you. And also, what I mean by that is you got to know what's coming. You got to tell yourself, hey, this is not going to be an easy ride. This is actually going to be really challenging. I got to be ready, for those hard decisions that you got to make, because a lot of times, like I said, audacity comes in forms of other people, and a lot of times it comes in forms of people that are really close to you. And you got to sometimes make some of those decisions. So you got to know that, okay, if I choose this route, these are the decisions that I'm going to have to make. And you got to commit to that, because if you're not committed, you're going to hesitate, right? And there's going to be people that want you to hesitate. That's what they want you to do. They want you to hesitate so they can, now weasel their way back in. So when you commit, you got to say, all right, these are my guidelines. These are, what I'm going to do. And if these things get challenged, I have some plans or whatever. I have some strategies to, get rid of that. Next to commitment, you got to get some I don't give a fuck in your system, because when you start making changes, people are going to dislike it. They're going to dislike you, right? So, and they're going to try to get you to detour from your goal. Like, that's just what audacity does. They want, people that have high levels of audacity in their system, they want to manipulate you. They want to change you, right? So you got to get some I don't give a fuck in your system. If you have your, I call it terms and conditions, right? If I got my terms and conditions and you violate that, you're going to get fined. Obviously in a figurative form, but you're going to get fined for that. And I don't give a fuck. So you got to have some of that I don't give a fuck in your system to say, hey, this is what I've established. This is what I'm going to do. And I don't really care, right? I don't care what you think. This is for me. You got to understand your peace is about you. It's not about, other people, but other people want to make it about them. That's one of the biggest things that people do. They want to take, they want to make everything about them. Okay, well, what you're doing is affecting me. Well, how? I mean, I'm just sitting here trying to enjoy my life, trying to be at peace, and you're sitting here telling me, okay, this is just affecting you. It's affecting you that much, right? But they're doing that so you can, let your guard down, right? You got to get that I don't give a fuck in your system. It's crucial, and that's one of my favorite sayings. And that's the reason I say that is because I just want people to know that I don't really care. Okay. I've figured out what I need to do. And you're not going to change that. It's just not going to happen. And next, determine the sources of audacity. Like I said earlier, we live in a world where, we're on our devices, right? And what you're watching can have an effect on you. So if you're constantly watching, negativity, even if it doesn't feel like it's negative, if you watch something and you feel like, a certain way afterwards, you should probably not watch that again. But we get caught up in that cycle, and that cycle will eventually, eat at you. Right, because you're doing it day in and day out, and we're on our phones and any type of devices all day long. So just think about that. If you're watching the same thing, think about the algorithms. The algorithms are designed to feed you what you've been watching. So this is where people, can go down these rabbit holes and get on the wrong side of, these platforms, is because to the algorithm, all it sees is you watch this video. And you trolled on the video, so you commented on it, so the algorithm thinks you like it, right? So it's going to show you that again, and that's how you go down these rabbit holes. And you're sitting here like, I don't like this crap. It's because you keep watching it. That's why you got to go ahead and just swipe right away. That algorithm's going to keep feeding you, and that's how you just you can. I don't. That's just how you go down these crazy rabbit holes, and you're trying to figure out why. It's because you keep watching that content. That's the only reason why the algorithm thinks you like it, even though you hate it. But yet you look at the comment. So that's time watched. You're watching the video, you're looking at the comments. Oh, you find a comment. Let me go ahead and clap back on this comment. Algorithm thinks you like the video. I'm gonna feed you more and more, right? And now it starts affecting you. Now you're like, well, I gotta take a break. Now I gotta get off social media. And it doesn't really have to happen. When people say they gotta take a break, I tell them, what are you doing online? What do you need to take a break for? You know what I mean? Like, it's probably because of what you're watching, and not understanding what you're watching is just going to keep, showing up, right? And now you got to get off. Now you're in a situation where I hate social media. I hate people, when all you need to do is either block somebody or just keep swiping, right? And then when you see something you like, watch that, comment on that, and then your feed starts catering, to you. That's one thing I do. My feed is spot on. I don't watch shit. If that thing pops up, oh nope, it's gone. I don't care. I know what's going on in the world, right? I just do. And most people do too. So I don't need to know, what this person thinks. I got mine, And then also with people, you gotta take a look at the people in your life. You gotta really slow down and take a look at who's in my life, who's in my circle. Are they doing things that are affecting me? Because if they are, then you got to do something. And for me, I'm cutting you off, right? I'm to the point now where I just cut people off, and that's just, what it is. And that's not doable for everybody, and in that case, you can always just move people around, right? You can, whatever, wherever they're at, move them down, limit their access, to you. I take a, one of my stories is years ago. This was right around when COVID started, maybe a year before COVID. I was on Facebook, and what was going on in the world. And I kept telling myself, well, I'm on Facebook because I want to know what, the people that I know think. Well, you already know. Right, you already know, but I got into a point where, like, I just want to know every day, and that it started affecting me. Right, I started, disliking the people, like, well, quote unquote friends. I was, getting some hate in my system, and I just kept telling myself, well, no, I'm only here because I just want to know what people think, right? But you know that already. All you need from day one, you know how people think. Why do you keep needing to know that? And then one of my best friends, he had got off Facebook, and he was like, that was one of the best things I ever did. And I said, well, I'm here because I want to know what's going on. And meanwhile, I'm just hating people. I'm just disliking people just left and right. And I eventually said, you know what? You're right. Let me get off. And that was one of the best things that I ever did. And this was kind of, the early stages of my healing. So I didn't have any boundaries or anything like that. So that was really affecting me. And I didn't know it until I actually sat down and, really like looked into myself and determined that things were bothering me and it was all my fault because I was, actively looking at things that I already knew what was going on. It's like, do you think really people are really going to change? Like, do you think that their mindset's going to change, what they believe is going to change? No, it's just not going to happen. So, get those sources down and then, try to handle it, accordingly. And one way to do that is boundaries. Okay, set boundaries. I look at boundaries as, like I said earlier, my terms and conditions or, access control, incoming and outgoing. So you gotta find a way to handle that, there's a lot of different boundaries, and the more boundaries, the better, right? I would suggest just taking a look at boundaries, study boundaries, right? Because, whatever boundaries you have, it might work for you and it might not. That's just how people work. Certain things work for me. Two of the best boundaries I ever set was just saying no to people. And if you want to get into, the petty side of me, in my content, I really just say fuck no right now. I want to drive the point home because we live in a world where just saying plain old no is almost more inviting to the bullshit. Honestly, you say no to somebody, it's like, oh, okay, that's just the door is still open, right? So I skip all that. That's my backup boundary. Fuck no is my backup boundary to no. One of my, content philosophies is having backup boundaries, because like I said, as the audacity rate rises, those old, tricks don't really work anymore. You gotta come with something a little more, powerful. And I think fuck no really drives, the point home. And then outside of just saying no, do things that you want to do. That's a boundary. Don't do things that you don't want to do. That again, that go back to, I always use myself as an example. I used to do things that I didn't want to do just all the time because I felt like, okay, that's just what I had to do. That's just what it is. I got to be nice. I want to be nice to people. So I'm gonna show up. I didn't want to do shit. And I did that for years. And the older I got, I said, this is affecting me. You don't want to do this. I'm extremely introverted. I'm a homebody. I want to stay home. And anytime I go out, most of my problems happen outside of the house. And I think I think that's the way for a lot of people, honestly. So I decided that, hey, look, I'm going to only do things that I want to do. And then that frees you up, actually. Once you do that, that clears you up. And then that frees you up. Like, all right, you know what? I'm going to go out to eat. I'm going to go out with y'all this time. Right. But it's not like, okay, well, we're going out to eat. You come. No. Right. And then here goes back to the fuck no, right? Because when you tell somebody you're not going, here they come. Like, oh, well, why? We need to see you. You need to get out of the house. There's nothing worse than somebody saying, you need to get out of the house. How you know what I need to do? Right. You just want me to get out, because whatever. Like, and it sometimes it has nothing to do with them, right? But you still gotta have that firm boundary of saying no. And then once you start telling people no and just doing the things that you want to do, that frees up a lot of peace, y'all. I'm telling you, And another thing with boundaries is practice. You have to practice, 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 because, depending on where you came from and, the type of person you are, saying no is extremely hard. So, but you got to do it. You got to do it. And what a lot of people don't understand when it comes to saying no, it really works. Honestly, if you just tell somebody no, no explanation, I'm not doing this, it really works. Now, yes, you're going to get some pushback from some people, but for the most part, saying no works, and fuck no really works. It, like I said, it really drives the point home. And then another, tactic, I guess, if you will, that I use for handling audacity is matching energy. Now, this is, on the petty side of things, I match energy. I match any energy that comes my way because it's effective. One thing that I did learn, and obviously the old saying, people treat you how you let them treat you. And that's true as hell. And I didn't even really realize that until I started, healing and, doing things like that. And, the more, and, When somebody does something to you and you let them, they're going to do it again, right? They might even step it up. And that's how people get these crazy, audacity levels in their system, is because people just let them slide, And for me, if you bring some raggedy energy, you're going to get raggedy energy back because it's effective, right? And they don't expect it, right? Hit somebody with that same energy that they bring you. Now, you can even add some on top. If you want to talk about the petty tax, we can get into that. Okay, you already know I am the pettyologist. Okay, there is a petty tax. So when I return energy, I'm bringing extra energy on top of that. And the purpose of that is I'm trying to stop this shit from happening again. That's the sole purpose. And once I realized that matching energy is actually real effective, and I know it's kind of an unpopular opinion, but it does work. Right? Because people don't expect it. They don't expect you to act that way. Right? But here I am. Right? And we're just trying to mitigate the occurrences when it comes to matching energy. So if you're somebody, I just at least try it. How about that? I'm not saying you have to do it. That's just something that I do because it's effective. But I encourage you to try it. Let somebody come with some rag. I'm fire that raggedy energy right back. To piggyback on that, don't let people slide. That's a huge issue, is once you, and I'm talking the littlest thing, don't let somebody slide on the littlest thing, because they start adding up. What's the saying? They say if you let somebody shenan, they're going to shenan again. That is 100% true. Okay, and there's no shenanigans over here. And I'm talking on the littlest thing you are going. That's part of being petty, right? Like I said in my previous podcast, petty is about being extra, doing things that you don't necessarily have to, just being over the top. So on the littlest shit, you're going to get the biggest reaction. And that's because I want you to know I'm not fucking around. I'm not playing around. This little shit does not fly anymore. Right. And another thing, you can even go back in time. If you're petty enough, you can go back in time and let somebody know. Somebody did something to you last year or the year before. Hey, hold on, play. Let me talk to you for a second. That shit that you did, that ain't gonna fly. And I'm just here to let you know that it's not gonna fly. And they're like, what are you talking about? Hey, times have changed. Okay, I'm just here to let you know, and I'm not playing. So, you gotta stop letting people slide. It goes a long way. That just establishes, your presence too. Like, hey, I'm here too. You can't just do whatever you want around here. It's just not going to happen, right? Stop letting people slide. I can't even finesse this any other way. And another thing, in today's climate, let people think what they want to think. Let them act how they want to act. Now, this is something that I really had to learn as well. When you let you, because a lot of times it's your people closest to you. Like for me, I got some people that have, different views on things that are really close to me. And, I'm a person that believes I want everybody to think what they want, believe what they want. And I would be hypocritical if I, was mad at somebody for, the way that they thought. But that has happened to me. Right. And I'm like, I'm mad. I'm like, you gotta. So you just have to let people think and do what they want. Right. And, one thing that I do to combat how I feel about those things, because I'm very passionate about certain topics, and they have to deal with what's going on in the world currently. I just change how I move. That was one thing that really helped me out. I was like, all right, listen, we still cool. Okay. We cool. But I can't engage in this conversation. I'm not coming over here. I'm not going to be here. We just have some differences, and those differences could affect my life. They could affect, my family's life, right? We're dealing with some issues that just aren't your just, fun issues. Okay. They're real serious issues. So I just say, all right, I'm just going to change how I move. And that really helped, with that situation, because I am a very compassionate person. I want, people to see things. And sometimes I get caught up in that, especially if it's somebody that, is really close to me. I don't have many people close to me, but if you are, I'm passionate about that. Right? It means something to me. And, you mean something to me. But again, if I were to, treat you unfairly because of that, I'm going against, what I believe. So letting people, think what they want and do what they want is crucial in dealing, and th this is just more on today's time. This doesn't really have to do with audacity, but it plays into it though. So I just change how I move. Hey, I won't be there. We're not going to talk about this. I don't want to talk about it. I'm not going to be there. I'll see you when I see you. Right. And that has helped me tremendously. And, one of the last things that I want to touch on is trusting your instincts. Okay. Because especially now, and I call it my petty senses, right? That's just my sense of knowing that audacity is lurking. Okay, and I got to spring into action. I can't let this audacity get to me. And we live in a time where people just say what they want, right? And we live in this social world. You can be whoever you want online, right? Or you can say whatever you want. You got to trust your instincts. If somebody is, energy never lies, right? Vibes never lie. So if you got a bad vibe about somebody, it's a bad vibe. If you sense that negative energy, stay away from it because negative energy gets in your clothes and it stinks. Okay, you can't just shout that out. Okay, you got to throw the whole damn outfit away, throw the whole damn person away because that negative energy, it's going to stay around. If you sense that, do something about it. And that's where these boundaries come into play. Everything just works together. But you gotta trust, especially, there we got people here saying, well, I want unity. And okay, well, I hear what you're saying, but this post right here does not reflect. And like I said, we live in a world where you can fact check somebody's energy real quick. I hear what you're saying. You want love, peace, and all this, but I'm looking at this post right here. This is your version of unity and love and peace. Well, talk to me about that. And I'm a big fan of asking somebody. If I got a little time today, I will pull up that video and say, all right, let's take this one right here. Explain to me where there's love and unity and peace here. And I'll wait, right? As soon as you start stuttering, I already know what time it is. Hey, exactly. That's exactly what I thought. So let me go ahead and move away from you. Right, you can fact check somebody's energy. I don't have that in my notes, but I'm thinking right now. Fact check somebody's energy. Pull up these receipts. Like, hey, no. This is not true, right? Because like I said, we live in a world where people are heavily influenced, and you can get influenced real easy on things, right? And you can tell when somebody's influenced. You're like, that's not okay. I got it. Well, let's have a light conversation. I got a little time. Let's talk about this. You're claiming this, that, and the third, and your actions just aren't they're shit. That's what they are. So, go with your instincts. Trust your gut. Even I'm telling you right now, you already know your gut. How many times has your gut or your instincts let you down? Rarely, right? It does happen, but you got to think of the probability of things. Not to get too mathematical because I'm not a mathematician, but like, look, they're like, all right, you know what? 90% of the time, my instincts are correct. I'm a bank on that. So I'm gonna go ahead and step away from you because that's how I feel. And it works wonders, right? You can't stop trying to finesse shit, right? If you got a bad, you can't finesse bad energy or a bad vibe. You can't just say, all right, well, I'm gonna try to craft this energy myself. It's not your energy, right? You can't just craft it into something that works for you. I mean, you spend a lot of time trying to make shit work, trying to finesse some shit, and it's just not gonna work, So that's what I got as far as audacity. I love talking about audacity. I love talking about this, and I think that that's a good foundation. And let me know if you got some tips and tricks or what do you do for audacity? Let me know, what you got. I'm always down, to add some things to my bag, but outside of that, I hope you enjoyed, the show. Do all the things, like, share, subscribe, and stay tuned, for the next episode. I'ma holla at y'all. Pettiluya.